This is Fresh Air. Musician John Cale turns 50 tomorrow, and rock and roll historian Ed Ward, who has crossed paths with him over the years, says Cale's one of his favorite songwriters. Today, Ed looks at Cale's beginnings.
John Cale was born in Garnet, South Wales, and as a young music student at London's Guildhall School of Music, fell in love with the American avant-garde. He came to the U.S. in 1963 on a Leonard Bernstein scholarship to study with Aaron Copland and Yannis Xenakis, but quickly fell in with the radical composer Lamont Young. Young was fascinated with Indian music and found Cale's viola a perfect component for experiments like American Radio, of which this is an excerpt. But Cale was looking elsewhere, too, and when a fledgling Tin Pan Alley songwriter named Lou Reed asked him to join his band, The Primitives, Cale agreed. Soon, they were sharing an apartment, and Cale was encouraging Reed to go with some of his weirder ideas, including a song about the joys of heroin, which featured Cale's viola drone quite prominently.
I don't know just where I'm going. But I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. Put a spike into my vein, and I tell you things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son. And I guess that I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know.
Soon, the band changed its name to the Velvet Underground, and not long after that, they became a part of Andy Warhol's circle. Cale made two albums with the Velvets before he quit in 1968, possibly because he was tired of playing second banana to Reed. He didn't lack for work, though. He produced the debut album by the Stooges, a Detroit band who were way ahead of their time, and played his famous viola drone on a long track called We Will Fall that had people tearing their hair out. Then he surprised everybody by releasing a solo album on Columbia, Vintage Violence.
Manager is waiting to be paid, along with priests and deacons of this court. A quartermaster, quartermaster, a mistress of the lines, found along St. Avenue parading.
It was lush, it had country touches, and it had astonishing melodies. Obviously, there was another John Cale nobody had heard yet. Warner Brothers snapped him up to work as a talent scout and producer. One of his first projects was an album by Nico, the German chanteuse who'd been in the Velvet Underground with him. Arrangements clearly influenced by American minimalist composer Terry Riley, Cale made such ridiculous songs as Janitor of Lunacy worth sitting through. Warners also gave him time to make a classical record, The Academy in Peril, and a pop album, Paris 1919, which was a real masterpiece.
She makes me so unsure of myself, standing there but never ever talking sense. Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. She'd open up the doors and vaguely carry us away.
Cale also learned that he'd rather not be a corporate employee ever again. Fear, he once told me, was a song about working at Warner Brothers. He went on to make some spectacular albums, including Fear, and a live collaboration with Nico, Brian Eno, and others, on which he premiered his suicidally lugubrious, slowed-down version of Heartbreak Hotel. He was also in demand as a producer, and did the first efforts by the Modern Lovers, Squeeze, and Patti Smith. Cale was also becoming increasingly paranoid and hard to deal with, and although that could and did result in some harrowing performances and records, it also meant putting up with a lot of weird talk about the CIA, the military, and Doomsday. In the early 80s, though, John Cale got married, and the last time I saw him, a year or so ago, he was in fine shape again, performing solo and writing new songs. He collaborated with Lou Reed on a tribute to Warhol, Songs for Drella, and, I think, walked away with it. And just a few weeks ago, he released an album of songs written with Brian Eno, which I'm embarrassed to say I haven't really sat down to listen to yet. I know, I'll do it as a birthday celebration. So, happy birthday to John Cale, and for the rest of you, most of these records are still in print.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of a lonely street, Heartbreak Hotel. Oh,
this is Fresh Air.